Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter 11. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Listen to the terms of this covenant and tell them to the people of Judah and to those who live in Jerusalem. Tell them that this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Cursed is the one who does not obey the terms of this covenant, the terms I commanded your ancestors when I brought them out of Egypt, out of the iron smelting furnace. I said, obey me and do everything I command you, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. Then I will fulfill the oath I swore to your ancestors, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey. The land you possess today, I answered. Amen, Lord. The Lord then said to me, proclaim all of these words in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. Listen to the terms of this covenant and follow them. From the time I brought your ancestors up from Egypt until today, I warned them again and again, saying, obey me. But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed the stubbornness of their own evil hearts. So I brought on them all the curses of the covenant I had commanded them to follow, but that they did not keep. Then the Lord said to me, there is a conspiracy among the people of Judah and those who live in Jerusalem. They have returned to the sins of their ancestors, who refused to listen to my words. They have followed other gods to serve them. Both Israel and Judah have broken the covenant I made with their ancestors. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will bring on them a disaster they cannot escape. Although they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. The towns of Judah and the people of Jerusalem will go and cry out to the gods to whom they burn incense, but they will not help them at all when disaster strikes. You, Judah, have as many gods as you have towns, and the altars you have set up to burn incense to that shameful god Baal are as many as the streets of Jerusalem. Do not pray for this people or offer any plea of petition for them, because I will not listen when they call to me in the time of distress. What is my beloved doing in my temple as she, with many others, works out her evil schemes? Can consecrated meat avert your punishment? When you engage in your wickedness, then you rejoice. The Lord called you a thriving olive tree with fruit beautiful in form. But with the roar of a mighty storm, he will set it on fire, and its branches will be broken. The Lord Almighty, who planted you, has decreed disaster for you, because the people of both Israel and Judah have done evil and aroused my anger by burning incense to Baal. Because the Lord revealed their plot to me, I knew it, for at that time he showed me what they were doing. I had been like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I did not realize that they had plotted against me, saying, let us destroy the tree and its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name be remembered no more. But you, Lord Almighty, who judge righteously and test the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you I have committed my cause. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the people of Anathoth, who are threatening to kill you, saying, do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, or you will die by our hands. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish them. Their young men will die by the sword. Their sons and daughters will die by famine. Not even a remnant will be left to them, because I will bring disaster on the people of Anathoth in the year of their punishment. So this chapter has often been referred to as the prophecy of the broken covenant. And it reminds Judah of the Sinai covenant that Israel and Judah entered into with the Lord at Mount Sinai through Moses in Exodus 19 and following, if you want to know where that covenant was established. The chapter says, the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Listen to the terms of this covenant, talking about the Sinai covenant, and tell it to the people of Judah and to those who live in Jerusalem. Tell them that this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Cursed is the one who does not obey the terms of this covenant, the terms I commanded your ancestors when I brought them out of Egypt. So clearly referring to the Sinai covenant. I said, obey me and do everything I command you, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. Then I will fulfill the oath I swore to your ancestors to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, the land you possess today. And so the Lord affirms the terms of the covenant. Jeremiah responds, amen, Lord. Then the Lord begins to prophesy again. The Lord said to Jeremiah, proclaim all these words in the towns of Judah and in Jerusalem. Listen to the terms of the covenant and follow them. And so from that time forth, the Lord says he had warned them, telling them to obey, but they didn't listen or pay attention. And yet they considered themselves to be his people, but they rejected him as God. So he brought on them the terms of the covenant involving curses because they were following gods other than him. Judah had rebelled and is being reminded they have gone after other gods. The Lord says they followed other gods to serve them. Both Israel and Judah have broken the covenant I made with their ancestors. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will bring on them a disaster they cannot escape. Although they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. Verse 13, you, Judah, have as many gods as you have towns. And the altars you have set up to burn incense to that shameful god Baal are as many as the streets of Jerusalem. So Judah has gone feverishly after idols and idolatry. Therefore, God again told Jeremiah not to pray for them. He says, do not pray for these people or offer any plea or petition for them, because I will not listen when they call to me in the time of their distress. So the Lord is saying that he's had enough. Then the Lord reveals to Jeremiah that there's a plot to kill him. And Jeremiah says, the Lord revealed their plot. I knew it at that time because he showed me what they were doing. And then he says these words, which are eerily prophetic concerning Jesus, who would come and fulfill a similar word. Verse 19, Jeremiah's words. I had been like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I did not realize what they plotted against me, saying, let us destroy the tree and its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name be remembered no more. Friends, that is very much like what happened to Jesus. And so by the Spirit, Jeremiah penned these words, probably not aware that the Son of the living God would fulfill them at a later time. Jeremiah was not slaughtered, but Jesus was. Although Jeremiah said he had been led as a gentle lamb to the slaughter. So prophetic foreshadowing. The Lord tells Jeremiah that he will vindicate his true prophets and he will destroy those who revile them. So Jeremiah invokes the Lord saying, Lord, you judge righteously. Bring your vengeance on these people that are plotting to kill me. And he reminds the Lord that they're telling him, don't prophesy in the name of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord responds, I will punish their young men, and they will die by the sword. Their sons and daughters will die by famine. Not even a remnant will be left to them, because I will bring disaster on the people of Anathoth in the year of their punishment. And so sadly, the broken covenant is in view. And sadly, the terms of the covenant involve consequences for breaking the covenant. Among them is judgment and destruction and being cast out of the promised land. And so as Israel and Judah continue in their idolatry, the Lord, honoring the covenant he made through Moses, has no option other than to fulfill the terms of the covenant. So he tells his prophet, don't pray for them anymore. They've invoked this on themselves. In the midst of all this, Jeremiah is spiritually akin to the Son of God who would come later and be rejected. Jeremiah's words were being rejected. The people he was speaking to were plotting to kill him, just like in the future would happen to Jesus. And the words of Jeremiah are eerily similar to words that could have been said by Jesus. I had been led like a gentle lamb to the slaughter. I did not realize they had plotted against me. And so, Lord, we recognize that Jeremiah was a man called and chosen with a different lifestyle and a different commissioning, probably from anyone we've ever known. God, this majestic prophet with great grief and anxiety fulfilled your promises and your words and faithfully gave forth your word to Israel who had broken your covenant. Lord, we can't deal with then, but we deal with now. Have mercy on your people who have broken the Sinai covenant. Have mercy on your people who have broken the old covenant and the new. Have mercy on us, Lord. Vindicate your true prophets. Vindicate your true servants, Lord. But in the midst of this vindication, have mercy, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.